Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You're listening to a Trent presentation from April 2017. Ms. Nora Kühner, independent fashion and design consult, presents Performance Colors by Nora Kühner, Summer 2019.
Welcome and to the Trent presentation on colors.
You have so many sceneries and layers of pictures, and that you really cannot really say this is belongs to this story and this belongs to the other story. So you get a little bit confused and things are not precise. They are a little bit dissolved, and this is what we want to show here. Therefore, you see also here the color spirit is a very bright and enlightened one. It's a soft rose, then here a very dark red, then a kind of burnt sienna, then yellow, of course, and turquoise, and a dark brown, and a grayish blue, and this light beige. But it's what we want to show, and this the picture shows it perfectly, is it's more an embracing, it's a wrap of color around you. It's not the color, one color stands for its own, but it's the mood. The mood is like this picture in the back. It's an embracing mood, and this is something we will see also in the next season, and we believe that this will really stand for the next years, that our color perception will develop in another way. So not that color blocking clear frames for every color, but melting into the other. And this is something, it's also very interesting to work on with our fabrics, to shape things, to shape garments, for example, with the help of color, to make garments speak more via their surface, through color gradation, through working on the way how we use color in a garment. And here is something I like very much. I discovered the work of Alison Krank, a young designer from Eindhoven, 2 years ago, and I love this very much. This is her vision I had the chance to meet her some weeks ago. This is her vision of how future shopping malls might look like and allowed our future environments. Yeah, it's just something, these are immersive landscapes and they don't deal so much with objects, with products. It's more about perception and imaginary and just experiences. So this is something what we already know, that today millennials, for example, they prefer to spend their money on experiences and not so much on products. And so this is a way how for the future, I wouldn't call it shopping mall, she calls it also a reality theater, something like this. So this leads directly to our next theme. We called it otherworldly. And as you see here, once again, with dissolving contours, with dissolving patches. So it's nothing is secure. Everything is can be changed. And we are also again here in between. Yeah, I would say impressions of nature, of artificial constructed nature, and some augmented reality. The colors take the spirit from the artificial nature. These are very pure colors. We have really no gray in them. There's no shade of gray, nothing. They are really deeply saturated as an orange, as a red, as olive. And we like this spirit very much. It's very precise, it's very clear. And I think the robot would also like it because they can easily also be embellished by metallic sheen, by mirror-like reflections and things like that. So you really also these shape over there on the right-hand side. It's a beautiful picture for the reflection, and nothing precise. Yeah, this is also really important. We don't see so much preciseness anymore. It's more about dissolving preciseness and just float away. Also here, also the human being, beam me up, Scotty, to cite this legendary sentence. We don't know where to go to, and this is exactly the spirit here, what we want, this dissolving of things, and on the other hand side, a rest of natural spirit, but completely artificial because it's constructed by man. So, and yeah, and as our senses somehow want also to be calm, to come to a more quiet spirit, they need some relax. So also this is here very exciting, very detailed, but the street art is really something where it puts things together because it combines, it covers the houses, the scenery in this town, and where the street art is really bringing it together and shaping it and brings more clarity. So this is a story where we say, okay, things get together and slowly but surely we figure out how to continue and how to make things. And so we get more contours, but very curvy, very much in movement. And our story is called Convergence. So things get together, they are combined, they are newly combined, there's a new thinking. And here's the range. It's a very dark violet, deep sea turquoise, and bright orange. And this one, the dark one, is the very dark red from two stories before. And here in this setting, we really like to have a neon color. We know about the problems, but we see it only as an accent. And to add additional punch to the story and to make it really a more reddish story. In this case, we really like to emphasize that red is the color of this story, of a reddish setting. And we will see that this continues also for summer 19. But also here, things get together, but they also dissolve. And I like very much this fabric on the right-hand side. It's really a perfect interpretation. It's open, the open work of mesh. And then this color degradation, I took the freedom to color it different from what you will see in the Trent Forum. But this is, a perfect synthesis of what we are living in, of a time we are living in. We have on one hand side really precise, still precise things, things we can, or products we can recognize. But then on the other hand, if you see the look of it, it's all very much, it's curvy, it's outlined. And so on the other hand side, you have this floating away with melting and not being not precise at all and triggering your eye. So this is the spirit we will have to face for the next years. Nobody knows what will happen. So we continue in this way, looking beyond to summer 19. We called it, therefore, Limitless. So Limitless. And you see that we write less in big figures. It's limitless on one hand side. We have limitless possibilities. There's limitless offers of products. We can have everything. We can travel to any place we want. Everything is limitless. On the other hand side, the limit is less. We are now at a limit, and we have to think about how to do less, consume less, to be more sustainable and less poisonous for the environment, and so on. So we like this ambiguity of this ambivalence of the word to play with limit and less. Our first story is exploration. And it's a rather chalky story. So it's, I wouldn't say it's pastel. It's a softer story. It's the colors are chalky. We like very much these blue, greenish, and a touch of nude color mood. And also here, as I mentioned before, we like to explore things to the depth, in depth, and really to the smallest microbe, to the smallest atom. So we really want to know everything. And so this is the spirit for the graphics, and so we'll be in this way. But it's more organic. It's not very precise. It's a more organic story, which develops really from itself. And here are the colors. I try to do my best to bring them out as really colors. They are, as I mentioned, they are not pastels. We have this, this time, due to the fact what I mentioned before, that we have really, we see a change in perception of color. We said, okay, our color card, our color stories have three colors which dominate the story. Their color mood is opens the story, and the others are only additionals for doing color combinations or supporting for making maybe a paint out of a darker color. But the three dominating colors here we see is this soft mint, this soft vanilla, and this grayish blue. And then we add these colors, and they can really be strong. The interpretation with the picture on the right-hand side is really, that's also possible. So it's not so only soft, it's also there's also a punch in the story. And you can see here, this is the picture, the clothing on the right-hand side is from a US brand, which makes, especially, or started in doing outdoor clothing or gym clothing for people who do it in a relaxed way. So it's what I'm telling you for years now, that not everyone is a high performer, and the high performers are really the minority. We should think more of the people who do sports because we want to feel good, we want to relax, we want when to have fun, something like this, and not all the high performer, it's okay for him and her, but you see here also the color shading, and it's soft, but nevertheless there's strength, and it has power. So it's really, I like the story very much, and maybe, we can say it's a more female story, but it works also for elder generation. I also like this very graphic reduction of doing a picture, and I like this spirit, and I think this is really a perfect story for doing a relaxed kind of yoga clothing, but I can also imagine outdoor clothing for ladies. And so I think it's a really good theme for summer 19. The next theme, Between Clouds and Spaces, where dreams to travel to the moon practically every day, or to travel to Mars, or to find a planet where we can be safe for in case the Earth is completely destroyed or something like this. And on the other hand side, we also build in our cities to the sky. The sky is not the limit. And I like very much this picture, which shows also one of the topics which I mentioned before, automatization of work and robots working on such a building and not human being. The colors, again, like I said before, three tones set the spirit of the story, and the others are added as accents or support. So I mentioned before, already in winter, we have a red story or a focus on red. also this continues, and we have three different shades of red which work perfectly together. You can see it really, if you see the printed color fan, it's really very, very nice. We work very well together. And also the lady here on the right-hand side, she wears a jumpsuit in this red, in this dark red, and it really looks perfect. The structures here are framing the angles. We are very a bright view. We see a lot of sky, and so we said between clouds and places or spaces, we have the story behind is to tell a story between the blue of the sky and the colors of urban environments. So we will work in this sense on the story to come up with ideas about graphics and surfaces within the next weeks. The next story is my favorite one. It's Heartlands. I have told you, some of you all who come regularly to my presentations, thanks for that. It's really, you know that I don't love the word retro or vintage or things like this, because we really have to look forward. But we cannot change human beings. They like to look back, and it was better then, or it was nicer then, or it was more beautiful then. And therefore, we call this theme Heartlands. And what we see politically happening today is also that people have their heartlands, and they are not prepared to give them up. So this is an artwork of Rachel Rose. It's the basis, it's the back. But already her work, based on the work of an Italian painter from the from the 17th century, and then she made a layer with something different, and I add a forward layer with some with a picture from Dakar Creatives, and so also here what we had before, there are these layers, endless layers of really piles of layers. Which form our perception and which form our environment. Nothing is only take the smartphone. The smartphone is not only a phone. It's everything, nearly everything. It opens up completely new worlds. It's just something which I have in hand. So this is also this is the principle of what we are living at the moment, is that we have layers of layers, and nothing is really only one thing at a time, but it's really a mixture. There are mashups, and this is a perfect spirit for it, and we like very much this also again here, a preference for greenish celadon shades, the three of them here. They are really perfect, and they give a perfect mood for outdoor clothing. My colleague, he loved this thing and said, I want to do the color combinations for this theme because this is really great. I think it's also great for our fabrics. The colors will work very well with most of our shell fabrics. And then we have these accent colors. And of course you can say, okay, I take the dark one here. It's a dark, really dark antra. You take it for doing a trouser together with the celadon. But this is up to you. What we see is the symphony of these three green tones, greenish tones. Then this is something here and now, just living the moment, we live very much in the moment within the last years. We are not so much in we don't like to look forward because it's frightening and nobody knows what will come. So the spirit is more we stick to the pictures we see in the second, and what we see here and what we see there, and we make a big mashup as mentioned before. So this is a story about, it's a fake black, it's not really a black, it's a reddish brown black, which is really beautiful to see in print or in fabric, and then it's white and kind of soft straw, which we see in the foreground, and then the accents come from this deep sea blue and a pinkish red. see here. And so this is the spirit of the story. It's very clear. We try to make things clear, at least for a second. But on the other hand side, it's getting big, so it's limitless in what is behind. So, but here, for the second, you can see the ruin of a hotel and the ruin of a pool. And this is it, what you cling to. Because all the things in the back you don't want to know, because at the moment you want to be here and now. Here we have a story which is based on bluish-grayish shades. We call it rebalance, because all these upheavals, as mentioned before, really need a color spirit which is coming to a point where we have some more silence, where we can get, where we can calm down. And so I love very much this picture, especially the pool. It's a sky pool, but just hanging in the air. It's, you can see it in London. And so I think this is must be a cool feeling to be in this pool and just the sky above and the air around you. Okay, so you see here the three tones which set the tone of this, or the beat of this story. We love this story very much. Also, the idea of having volume, even in summer, to have really something to touch, something to feel again our senses. Why do we have fingers? Not only to make swish with on your phone or on the screen. And it's a very clear story. And usually we don't add black and white, because every one of us can do it easily, him or herself. But in this story, we say this story needs to have a white, and it must be a brilliant white. It's a really not a creamy white, it's a brilliant white. And then this whole story is really, really beautiful just to look at. I really enjoyed very much when I worked on the presentation, and it was just beautiful. But also you see here, we try to form things. We try to, the spirit, what we are, the times we are living in, we try to form, we try to figure out what is possible, what can we make with this material, or with our knowledge about the microbes or the bacteria or things like this. So it's always about finding out what is going on, and how can we transform things, and how can we make things better, or how can we avoid something. As a finish of this, outlook to the summer 19, points of infinity. So we look out and we don't know, and we love this picture inspired by Hockney pictures, but it's actually, this picture derives from a film. And this is really the spirit. We look out, we don't know what is behind. We feel more secure in our small capsule, but we look out, and we have to look out, and we have to deal with. So this story is a very intense color feeling. And it's a really bright spirit, so very optimistic mood. The focus is on these three shades of yellow, orange, and then we have us come in and underline the spirit. And this is something I really would like to transmit also, that if we have such tones which do a perfect shading in themselves, then really it's interesting to work with some accents, very stylish accents, to bring them even, to add even more shine and glamour to these colors and more saturation, because to underline it. So it's really no longer this color blocking spirit. It's about elaborating colors. And I think there's a lot of things that we, especially in sports, can do, as some of our fabrics just look horrible in some colors, because a lot of these fabrics, when I'm also taking the pictures at the for the forum, are from the fabrics. Sometimes, this time you have seen, I have only selected very, very few fabrics, because I was really fed up with all these dyeing them by myself in Photoshop in nice colors. I really think we have to transmit a feeling that people want this piece of clothing to buy it, because and color is really makes the difference, and it can be navy, but it can maybe a elaborated navy which works perfectly well and underlines the cut of a garment and things like this, and makes really nice, so that the fabric itself has a more enlivened spirit, because some of our fabrics just don't live. I'm really fed up in the meantime with a lot of these things, soft shells, mid layer, whatever. It's really, they are not living, and this is really a big problem, I think, because we add so much function and functionality and properties, and we do. And the fabric, if you look at it, or garment, it doesn't transmit any of this information. You have to put meter-long hangers in the meantime to it, and then written in 8-point, so nobody can read it. And this is, you know what my husband does with all these hangers? One and tear it away, yeah? That's it. He doesn't even read it, he wants not to read so much. And so I think we really have to work. If we want to have good prices for our products, we all really have to work on the outer appeal, that with a little bit of a spirit which is caught up in this garment has to be transmitted to the people, to the who watch this garment, who look at this garment. Okay, so that's what for today. We are working now on the elaboration of the magazine, which will follow the e-magazine for our color fan. The color fan, you can buy it directly, purchase it directly today or tomorrow. We are here all 2 days. You can go over there and just have a look at the fan. And the package for the price for the package, the fan plus the e-magazine, which will follow latest by outdoor show, is €100. So I think it's worth taking a look at the good work we are doing, and maybe you decide then to buy. Thanks for your attention. Happy that I had the chance to talk to you. It was a pleasure as always, and yeah, have a nice day. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright April 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.